Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
With the House adjourned this week and no select committee meetings, Rhys Lyon looked at the role of the Speaker and talked to Parliament's bad boy, Trevor Mallard, the only MP thrown out of the chamber three times in this parliamentary term, although Mr. Mallard couldn't recall the exact reasons why.
I can't remember the details of all of the ejections, but generally they've been for disagreeing with the Speaker or pushing things a bit far.
And do you think that you've at all been unfairly targeted by Lockwood Smith?
No, I don't. I think that I probably have the most number of tense exchanges with him. We get on well most of the time, but occasionally I push the limits a bit far. I don't think any of the ejections have been, other than one, have been unfair. One was unfair because I got ejected for a Chris Carter interjection at one stage, so I thought that was wrong. But other than that, and certainly the most recent one, has been fair enough.
What's your impression of this Speaker compared to some of the other Speakers in the past?
Well, I think all of the Speakers have strengths and weaknesses. You know, there's no doubt that Lockwood Smith has got ministers to answer questions more than most of his predecessors have, and insisted on answers from most of the ministers. And I think that's been very useful. It's certainly made the question time a bit more even than it might otherwise have been. And generally, I think he's well regarded. I mean, my personal view is that he probably intercedes a bit more often in the question time and sometimes in the debate than he should. I'm quite a big believer in the advantage rule. I think that one of the previous speakers, Kerry Burke, used to play that really well. I mean, he used to let things run a bit further. But then people got stuff back the other way, and that was fair enough. There's also a bit of a habit of commenting that I don't approve of.
I say to the Honourable Shadow Leader of the House, his interjections have been inept today.
That example occurred in the first sitting week of August, and Mr. Mallard took exception to the comment at the time.
Mr. Speaker, I invite you to consider whether it is appropriate for the Speaker to express prejudice.
Order.
Before
the member will now resume his seat right away.
But Mr. Mallard's colleague, Clayton Cosgrove, who was incidentally the only other Labour Party MP to have been ejected from the chamber this term, also raised concerns with the Speaker.
The difficulty is that commentary, sir, often becomes a narrative well outside what could be seen to be judicious and impartial.
But the Speaker assured the House he had been even-handed.
The public sees my performance as being absolutely impartial. I get a lot of feedback from the public.
Mr. Mallard likened the role of Speaker to that of a referee.
I'm, you know, very much a sports-minded person, and I think if we look at the roles of the referee and the commentator, it's not for the referee to make comments on an ongoing basis on the quality of the play. I think that Dr. Smith has tended to do that more than is useful. He's in fact, it's almost like the three roles of the referee, the coach, and the commentator, and he's been occasionally both coaching both sides of the House, not just the Nats, but more often the Nats than us. He's been both coaching and commenting, which more than I think is healthy.
Do you think at all that he is sometimes a little bit hard on some MPs when it comes to decorum in the House?
I don't think so. In fact, I'd almost have the opposite point of view. I mean, one of the things that I think is really important is that people who are in the chamber should address the chair. They should look at them. And what we've got now is an ongoing habit of mainly National Party front bench MPs, especially the Prime Minister. When he's going to say something which he knows is out of order, he turns his back on the Speaker. So he can't see the Speaker. The Speaker has to sort of call order over the top of him, and there's always a delay. It's a bad habit. And I think one of the things that could lead to more order and more decorum in the House would be an insistence on addressing the chair.
Labour's Trevor Mallard speaking with Rhys Lyon. Parliament's adjourned for another week, back on Tuesday, September 6th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from the Office of the Clerk.